April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Sarah Ryan is a poet and student living in Lubbock, Texas, now pursuing her PhD in creative writing. She received her MFA at Northern Michigan University and her BA in creative writing at the University of Miami.
Glass gravity. I didn't ask you to open your mouth like that. I didn't ask for your body to turn towards me like a sundial, your eyes small and ticking clocks. I haven't thought about that penny I found on the ground for weeks. It has been sitting in my pocket, going unspent, cast in bronze. In this scene, I am in love or asleep all summer, naked, waiting for any butcher to have at my body, in its steam and sweat and salt, its rich and unthankful blood. I often see my face in the slick of gasoline on the road, in the concrete birdbath split down the middle. What delicious gravity. What a waste to have never felt clean. This is Bramble and Knife, forthcoming in Sonora Review. Never mind the string of lights that died before all the others. Never mind the last white wolf in Yellowstone, limping, red, through the dense night. No one can ever tell me this is fate, how everything goes about dying like it does, how the goat's eyes flicker in sweet quadrilaterals before the knife chomps its teeth metallic. When a boy jumps from a bridge in my hometown, his face looks like my young grandfather, or my never-born brother. My sister skips another funeral of a friend gone missing. She polishes the glasses in her sink until her skin glares red. Listen, I am drawing diagrams of the frostbitten grass, of the small, untouched bodies of birds. In some other life, I am breathing, and my heart does not skip in my throat like a river-worn stone. Rifle season. They come north for the woods, for the soggy overhang of trees, the dampened noise and the echo, for the deer, the blood, the bullets, quick and vicious. The season brings men clothed in forest. They rock their guns to sleep, cradle the metal bodies, the hard and silver teeth. Their stocked freezers swirl with ice, with ink-dark meat, sinew. Blood unravels onto concrete floors in damp garages. These men do not surprise me. Their hands, dirty, coarse, their tongues turn to gold in their mouths. They apologize about nothing and everything, but their teeth are steel cages. They chomp and glint. They sparkle. It doesn't matter what they say as they proceed with the gutting, the skinning, hanging the animal by its neck like that. I'm wounded. I limp into a clearing lit by the sun. Maybe I'll be safe here. I'm always surprised when they find me. The men, more and more of them, tumble from the fog. Their breath dirties the melting snow. The deer even, spooked. Hooves hurried and sharp. Maybe I'll wear fluorescent orange next time. Maybe I'll carry a whistle that calls the sky. The grouse, the crow. A dissimulation of birds. Your daughter is a liar. This is forthcoming from Prairie Schooner. She never repainted the bedroom. She said the steak was well seasoned. She brushed out the braids you made and said it was the rain. What a waste to have collected her trophies. What a waste to have fed the lizard translucent crickets until it died. What a waste to have groomed the horses until they gleamed. On the bathroom floor, her nose bleeds until it is dark and dried, until her eyes are smooth gray stones. When does she finish feeling like a fortune? When does she learn to crack the eggs into the bowl without shell? When does she stop walking by the church like a silly angel in white? And now, she has managed to sleep without forgetting to open the window, without swallowing the spiders in her mouth. Don't worry. This is not how she goes, not easy, not in the night, not without spilling her name like milk. I thought there would be more wolves, and this appears in Hunger Mountain. Here, at the dumb stroke of midnight, in the glass dome of roses, the woods at the end of the lake, I was taught where to wait patiently, to fold my hands on my lap like two sorry doves, to tie my shoes in knots too tight to unravel. It's incredible how the oceans meet and trade salinity, how carbonation stings our throats but we keep drinking. I was never a wolf, but a girl with a red brick house, a girl with a bicycle made of puzzle pieces. I wasn't a deer. I wasn't a lamb. All my wars with the concrete were over. I'm driving alone to everywhere I'm going. I can't strip my skin away, my fur, my wolf teeth, yellow and dull.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Ahlstrom. Thanks for listening.